adds sea otters to the list of critters transmitting radio signals in southeast Alaska. Researchers recently captured and tagged the marine mammals north of Petersburg. It's part of a project studying the habits and rapid spread of otters, which were reintroduced to the region a little more than 40 years ago. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Whenever you are.
Catching sea otters isn't necessarily easy, and when you do, they let their feelings be known.
I think a lot of times people think that they're cute, cuddly, small little creatures. They are cute, but they're not cuddly, and they are not small.
That's Verena Gill, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist. She's part of a cooperative research effort that captured and tagged 30 sea otters near Cake. They ranged from babies to a male weighing more than 100 pounds. Scientists and others implanted VHF radios so they can track movement and monitor behavior. They also sampled bodily fluids and whiskers to check for viruses and learn more about diet. She says the studies can help track environmental issues.
Otters are a really good canary in a coal mine, so to speak. They're a really good indicator of what's happening in the nearshore marine ecosystem. They inhabit the same area that we do. They eat many of the same subsistence foods that we do. They're impacted by runoff from terrestrial environments. And so they are really sort of like a first warning system as to what is going on.
The capture program is one of several coordinated sea otter research projects going on in the region. Another will determine their numbers in northern southeast, following a similar count in the south. A third effort is monitoring feeding behavior from shore. Zach Hoyt of the University of Alaska School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences is part of that project.
They're voracious predators, yeah. They have the ability to consume 25% of their body weight a day in invertebrates. They have a very, very high metabolism because they're the only marine mammal that doesn't have blubber. So they have to fuel themselves, and they do that through consuming energy.
That energy comes from eating large amounts of crab, sea urchins, shrimp, clams, and sea cucumbers.
It's kind of like watching a Tasmanian devil eat.
Sunny Rice works with the Petersburg office of the university's Marine Advisory Program. She says research on otter numbers and feeding habits will help crabbers and dive fishermen anticipate future impacts.
As otters were moving into new areas that they traditionally fished, they were not seeing any more of that resource.
The fur trade virtually wiped out southeast Alaska sea otters by the early 1900s. The state reintroduced the mammals in the 1960s. Recent population growth in the southern part of the region has been 13% a year. Hoyt, the university researcher, says that's not as surprising as it seems.
Right now, I would say that the population is definitely growing exponentially, which is typical of a species that isn't resource limited.
The sampling part of the capture project will also help define otter diet. Wildlife biologist Gill says whiskers can show what's been consumed during the past year.
And the really exciting thing about that is we had a series of whiskers spanning the last 20 years from animals that had been harvested by native people in the area. And we had those analyzed, and we'll be able to compare the diet from 20 years ago to the contemporary animals that we captured here in May.
Federal protections limit otter harvests to Alaska natives. Pelts can only be sold to the general public if they've been significantly modified. Researchers are asking hunters to avoid taking tagged otters, but they're also interested in information about any carcasses, which could become part of the scientific database. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.